Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, yo, L, what time is it?
7 o'clock. Why? What's up?
Hindsight time, that's what's up. Hindsight time. You already know.
Don't leave me. I'm trying to get my knowledge on, too.
That good old knowledge without a college, bro.
Don't be stingy with the knowledge.
You walking on slow? Let's get the hot stepping.
You know what time it is. Those who don't listen, special.
Real special. Real special. You know, I ain't old as I look, but I'm never too old to get that knowledge.
You are now listening to Hindsight Radio.
You left me.
You're a Negro.
No.
I am your teacher. You are a Negro.
No.
Suppose I threatened to beat you, what would you say? Aren't you a Negro now?
No.
What are you?
I'm black and beautiful.
What is your nationality?
My nationality is Afro-American.
Suppose I had some money in my pocket. Suppose I gave you a dollar to say that you're an American Negro. This is money now. Money talks. Money talks. This dollar, and if you don't say it, you don't get it. You're an American Negro, aren't you?
No.
You won't have any money. You know you need money, don't you?
Yeah.
You need money to live, don't you?
Yeah.
All right. All you have to say, Leon, is that you're an American Negro. Aren't you an American Negro?
You walk into any mosque in America, and you just laid your hands on first person or the third person or the fifth person that you see, you realize that you're laying your hands on a Native American? You realize that you're laying your hands on a Native American? You realize that you're laying your hands on a Native American? You realize that you're laying your hands on a Native American?
Years later, the Negro is still languishing in the corners of American society and finds himself in exile in his own land. Now, have you ever wondered what that passage meant from Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech?
Not a secret. However, with programming such as Roots, 12 Years a Slave...
You call an Afro a natural. Natural means to be naturally from America. Not nationally from America. Naturally from America is to say that you are indigenous of America. Then you start to see it pop up all over the place. Now, the Afro-American is the first one to use the terminology of Afro. All right? Then Afro-Brazilians, Afro-Mexicans. These are indigenous people who had bushy hair.
The Atlantic is very fucking stormy, very stormy. Even the U.S. Navy, with their modern steel ships and giant aircraft carriers, avoid going directly across the Atlantic in most cases because of how bad the fucking storms are. Think about it. Nor'easters go over the Atlantic. Hurricanes are born in the Atlantic. So with that said, how are you bringing out these overloaded-ass ships with 300 people, allegedly, with supplies for the crew and maybe a few weapons and everything, and the crew? How do you bring out this overloaded-ass ship that might capsize at any second and then take it across a stormy-ass ocean? It's the reason why they call the fucking Pacific Ocean the Pacific Ocean. Pacific in Spanish means peaceful, because it's peaceful in comparison with the motherfucking stormy Atlantic. So how do you do this? How do you navigate such dangerous waters with an overweighted ship? Because if you got 300 human beings on the ship, it's overweighted.
Ah, this is one of my many unsuccessful experiments.
You see, with Indians, there's absolutely nothing to be done. There's the same difference between a Negro and an Indian as there is between a dog and a coyote. You can put a dog on a leash, beat him, and he'll always be there to lick your feet. My many unsuccessful experiments. You see, with Indians, there's absolutely nothing to be done. There's the same difference between a Negro and an Indian as there is between a dog and a coyote. You can put a dog on a leash, beat him, and he'll always be there to lick your feet. Take away a coyote's liberty and you've cut off his heir. An Indian will never be a slave. No one has ever been able to make them reproduce in captivity. They do not eat, they do not talk, they do not sleep, they do not make love. An Indian will never be a slave. No one has ever been able to make them reproduce in captivity. They do not eat, they do not talk, they do not sleep, they do not make love. An Indian will never be a slave. No one has ever been able to make them reproduce in captivity. They do not eat, they do not talk, they do not sleep, they do not make love.
Images one day, I was high as fuck, and I just sat back and I was just thinking, like, man, what did indigenous people look like? What did native people look like? And I typed in native people and I typed in indigenous people, and in my opinion, all of them motherfuckers, they all either looked Asian or, you know, I'm not gonna say Chinese, but like Asian, or they looked black, or they looked like a combination of the two. In my opinion, the Native Americans did look somewhat Asian, but they did look somewhat black, like a mixture of some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I call them the Native Americans because you people say Indians, and they weren't in India, so that's kind of ignorant. But in my opinion, man, I think black people were already here. And, you know, I feel like a lot of money has been dumped into spreading this propaganda of, you know, the transatlantic slave trade, because when you think about it, who the fuck paid? Have you ever seen the movie Roots? Who the fuck paid to produce the movie Roots? Who paid to, you know, it's, that shit costed a lot of money because Roots had famous actors in it. And, you know, Roots was a long ass movie. Somebody made that movie. Just think about it. You cannot finance a movie like Roots and pay all those goddamn actors.
Have changed now. Mm-hmm. We're now getting 2015 now. Mm-hmm. As African American, are you African?
Oh hell, no, I ain't African.
And they're not wrong though.
They're not wrong.
They're not wrong. No, are they right?
Right.
Because but it's just the reaction.
Okay. True.
Now, and I could be a little sensitive because of how I grew up.
Okay, hold up. Here's
okay.
But this is going to answer that separately. So the history of African Americans in America does not necessarily work in their favor based on everything that was logged. As you see all the movies, 12 Years a Slave, is a constant reminder to hate African Americans. This is your story in America. when I was in Nigeria, I did not know of the African-American story until I got to America and found out.
That's true.
Right? I did not know anything about slavery. Reminder, they hate African-Americans. This is your story in America. When I was in Nigeria, I did not know of the African-American story until I got to America. All I knew was we were all given king's names.
This is from people of every region that I had talked to. And I asked him, I said, was there any, like, verbal history told in Africa as of slavery and the people getting stolen and or sold off or whatever and sent away to America? And they said, no. I'm like, okay, well, how did you learn about slavery? They said, in school. Yeah, in school taught by Westerners. So, with that alone being said, I'm expected to believe that this whole slavery thing happened, the transportation aspect of it, when no one that I met from Africa confirmed that.
What I wanted to come to you all about tonight was the Roots series being revamped and that agenda. Now, we all know The Roots is a series that was based off of Alex Haley's book, Roots. The series originally was shown in the 70s, and now here in 2016, all right, so over 30 years later, they are still pushing this whole, like, slavery thing, this whole you are a slave, you are a slave, you are a slave thing. Now, it's being revamped, and it's going to air on not one network, as usual movies, shows, or whatever air on. It's airing on three networks at the same time. So that shows you that they are really, really, really trying to enforce the programming, because three networks, not one, not two, but three networks, all right? Now, why show these films? Why continue with this idea of you're a slave, you're a slave, you're a slave? So there have been so many slave films, okay, and shows. There's Roots, there was 12 Years a Slave, there was Mandingo, there was Goodbye Uncle Tom, Amistad, Django Unchained, there was Belle, Uncle Tom's Cabin, Slave. I can go on and on about this. Y'all can go on and on about this, of how they continuously push this slave agenda and bash it into our minds of, you know, you were a slave, you were a slave, you were a slave, all right? So what this is another programming tactic.
Trademark Vivian Westwood Buffalo hat for an elaborate Native American headdress, as the magazine describes it in a press release. Not everyone saw the artistic value in Pharrell's choice of headwear, and not long after images from the shoot hit the web, Twitter users came together to voice their frustrations under the hashtag NotHappy. In response, the 41-year-old musical guru, who previously spoke to O, the Oprah magazine, about his Native American and Egyptian heritages, told E! News in a statement, "I respect and honor every kind of race, background, and culture. I am genuinely sorry."
Since we're talking about black people in designation and identity, Executive Order 13037, put forth by Bill Clinton, is what made you an African American. When they put into the census what you could be called, they gave you a choice: American Negro, Negro, African American, Black American, Black, colored, or whatever. The fact that because I didn't participate in that, but the fact that the people that this was given to, out of all of those choices, didn't come up with their own choice and say, no, this is what we're going to be called. based upon a racial or a national identity. Nobody did that. So because American government is able to own, the American corporation, excuse me, the United States corporation is able to own whatever it creates, it created African Americans. Therefore, African Americans, i.e., are property by tacit consent. Tacit consent is when you basically agree to something, whether you realize what you're agreeing to or not. And there is no remedy for you other than to declare the opposite for you to get out of it. However, black folk have been domesticated through Negroism, which had nothing to do with identity or national character or a sense of individual purpose.
All right, all right. Peace to the God. Peace to the gods, man. What's going on out there? You know, we're going to have a short show today because, you know, I got to save the voice for the seminar this weekend. If y'all don't know it, we're going to be in Ohio. Ohio. If y'all want to get more information, go to AkeemL.com and look up seminar. When you get to the site, seminars, and you'll see where we be heading and all that, and you can get more information on it and the whole nine. But we gonna be in Ohio this weekend, Toledo, Ohio, and it's gonna be Sunday at 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Like I said, if you want more info, go to AkeemL.com. Donation of $300. You know, we're going to go over your indigenous history, the 14th Amendment, the birth certificate correction, how to petition the court, the appeals process, and the affidavit of denial of U.S. citizenship. We're going to go over that passport a little bit and the driver's license process. God damn, that's a lot of information. I don't even know how we're going to do all that in one damn day. But that just means I'm going to do a hell of a lot of talking, me and Akeem. So we'll go to AkeemL.com to check it out. But with that being said, I guess I'm going to open up the call lines and let y'all get y'all's questions in because I'm only going to be on for an hour. So I'm going to 478-244. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God.
What up, God?
They in the building. Not much, God. Man, just chilling, man. Trying to get it in. Always toning in.
Right.
Checking in live and direct.
Anything interesting happening?
Nah, I pretty much been working on. I was still working on one of my little discharges, man. You know how that be. You know they do it sporadically anyway, so. You know, but
right.
What I have done is I went back in the old archives because I'm still a firm believer of those testimonies that, you know, I got a chance to hear early off when, you know, people was receiving different remedies from 3 years ago all the way up until present day time. And I definitely been studying that National Currency Act a lot more, definitely looking at the fine things and cross-referencing that with the Constitution. So I started, you know, putting together me a document, you know, really, you know, to address the CEO on my concerns and the things that I need to be, or the things I'm trying to get done, you know, in an honorably fashion. And I'm just using, you know, the laws that are stated, you know, from the Constitution, backing that up with the National Currency Act, and then backing it up with the actual public law of 7310. And, you know, there is a conflict in law, you know, based off of what Congress put in place and what, you know, is allowed to be done through this, you know, banking system. So kind of getting an understanding of, you know, what's really going on. And like I say, just looking at the actual law, then
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to put myself in a position where if I were to try to pursue it, that, you know, and put pressure on the bank, I put myself in a good position by, you know, trying to be honorably as I can by addressing my concerns to the CEO. And then, you know, worst case, you know, I got to do it. I got to do it. If I got to informed the IRS and, you know, investigations department, or in Georgia, the comptroller is considered the treasurer. So, you know, if I got to put him on notice of my issue, then, you know, I'm going to just do what the Constitution says for me to do and also do what the National Currency Act has instructed to be done. So,
yeah, I go through all of that. Back in the past, I talked about all of that stuff because I was on that information at the time. I really don't talk about it now because I've been past that. But that's why I tell people, especially new people, they want to go back to the archives and they'll get the information they're looking for.
Absolutely. Other than that, I mean, I've been talking. I've definitely been trying to get more of my immediate family to come out with me to the.
Let me tell you something, man. And a lot of people don't understand this. A brother hit me up early this morning, texted me, talking about his daughter went to court, did everything. Now he's the only one who studied, so he basically told his daughter what to do. Number one, what's wrong with that is, how do you even know you overstood it to even tell it to your daughter and tell it to her correctly? Secondly, your daughter don't study this shit. She, even if you told her correctly, she still don't understand how to do this shit. Thirdly, you giving her secondhand information. More people get fucked up by secondhand information than anything else. You see what I'm saying? So I say all that to say that you can't help your family. They have to study on their own.
No, what I was going to say was I was trying to talk to more of my family about coming out to the actual money ritual.
What you're saying is coming up in a couple of weeks. Okay.
Yeah, most definitely with the people, but the people still needed to hear that, you know what I mean, to understand, like, yeah, you can't say, like, just like the Georgia Constitution said, in most constitutions, it states that it's founded upon your will only.
Exactly.
So you have to get up off your butt, and you have to feel a certain type of way about what's going on to address your grievances to the government and to whatever entity that you're dealing with. You gotta do that on your own. I can't do that for you.
So many people think, oh, yeah, I'm going to give this to my sister or shit, my girl or whatever. They can't do it. They don't know what they're doing. They're a newbie. Newbies can't do this precise work that it takes to win a case. It's unrealistic. All you really going to do is get her. Now, she was thrown in jail for a contempt of court. I says, I'm sure. Because she was in there telling them what they could and couldn't do and didn't back up, didn't have no proof of what it is she was saying. Nor do I feel like she could have said it correctly anyway. Like, people who study with us every show, everything we do, has a hard time getting it right. How the hell is someone who don't going to get it right?
I definitely get you. Hey Joe, I want to. It's just, I'm so thankful for what you teach, and the way you teach it. You, Jonah, and Joey. I mean, you, Akeem, and Joey. Because Monday night conversation with one of my good friends who is now an attorney, and it's just funny that whenever, you know, we have that conversation, it's always about a 2-hour conversation every time because. For him, and he said this out, he was like, bro, for everything that you know, you learned on your own, plus, you know, with the help of your mentor, because they put you or they told you where to go look. But he's like, you learned that for free, and I literally had to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to know this.
Fact.
And you know it on the outside.
Fact. That's what kills me about the people who say it's supposed to be free.
You know what I'm saying?
How?
And y'all, like I said, y'all give it away. Y'all give countless amount of information. It's already free, given to you initially.
Right.
But it just don't know if you take the time to listen or you find it boring. You just want to keep hearing the new stuff, but shit, listen to the old stuff. It's just like listening
to the
new stuff.
You're not ready. That's the thing that kills me. They think they can jump ahead. There
right.
is no jumping ahead because you need repetition to understand the foundations. A lot of people who's not getting their remedy, that's the reason why. They jumped ahead of the foundation.
And I'm saying this for all the new ones and the old, that I'm talking to a full-blown past bar attorney, and he's definitely regurgitating information like, you are so well ahead. Like, he's like, you're one of the only, you know, so-called black people that I know that I can have this type of intellectual conversation with and truly understand and get it. You know what I mean?
What was sad,
and then,
is, 2 to 3 generations ago, every black person, so-called black person, every more knew the law.
Right.
They made sure they got rid of those ancestors that knew that information, that knew business, that knew commerce. They killed them or locked them up so that no one could teach us.
And this is one of the most crucial things that we talked about in that conversation when we got down to talking about trust. And he was like, I'm in probate court and I'm in all of this, and my people come into court and all of their stuff is being probated and they're losing all types of equity. They're losing cars, homes, they're losing all of this stuff.
Everything.
And he's like, but the, you know, so-called white people, Caucasians come in there and shit, they got their shit sold up in trust. And he's like, the judge is like, well, we can't really do shit with it. You know what I mean? Like, it's all, you know what I mean? It's protected. They can't, what they gonna say?
So when we gonna do that? As a people,
right.
when we going to do that again? But you know what? They don't want that. They'd rather be on Instagram seeing what Cardi B doing in Offset.
Mm-hmm. And not knowing that they suffers in trust. That's why they got named like Cardi. Jonah, I kid you not. It was Cardi B and Ellen. They had they did an interview.
Mm-hmm.
And Ellen... Well, Cardi B was like, well, last time Offset was out here, you helped them get a car or whatever. So she asked her what type of car she wants. So she's like, well, I want a Lamborghini truck. So Ellen is like, okay, cool. She's like, hold on, you drive? She's like, you got a license? So she's like, no, I don't have no license. You don't need none to, you know, to drive type thing. And then Ellen came back and reiterated, like, yeah, you don't. But I understand she's asking her public private. Then she said, oh, well, I know you didn't go by, you know, your original name wasn't Cardi B. Is what you know what I'm saying? What you go by? Cardi B was funny. Well, I'm going by Cardi B because I paid for that. I'm trademarked. That was $200. I paid my $200. Shit, what you pay for your name called Ellen? You know what I mean? And I'm like, yo, they having this full blown public
and no one understand
and nobody
what
understands
the fuck they say
ever.
Right in front of them.
Right. You know what I mean? And it just blew my mind because I'm like, yo, I clearly understand this conversation they're having in the public,
right?
And it's really, and they're having a private conversation in the public,
right?
You know what I mean? And
absolutely.
It's just, everything y'all teach is so magnificent and so wonderful for y'all to really point the people in the direction that we needed to be moving on. And when you step outside of what you teach and now you just get to listen and hear, your ears are a lot sharper, your eyes are a lot quicker, you catch everything, start to catch it all. And you could be doing something else and somebody can say something in you, your ears.
That's my problem with the Moors that's on YouTube and all that, right? My issue is they're not giving them real information. You see what I'm saying? Shit that they could actually bring the Moorish Empire back, you know.
I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna yield the floor. The last thing that I saw that was of any real much significance, Moreno Bay, I think that's how you say his name. He did upload a clip.
Sean Goel.
This guy has some traffic violations dealing with speeding and stuff, and he handled himself in court, and he was recording this. And the just so happened the judge was like, you know, I fully understand this right versus privilege thing, because he was like, I defended this, you know what I mean, many times. And then he asked the brother, he was like, you know, he asked him a different series of questions, and you know, the brother was sharp. He was on it. He was letting him know, you know, well, not, you know, such and such. And, you know, if you want to see my incorporated entity, here it is right here. You know, I got the document here. And, you know, they wasn't in a court of record. So, you know, he was like, you know, if I was in a court of record, this would have more standing. But, you know, I'm not. And then, you know, he asked, he was like, well, do you get in your car to travel? You know what I mean? Or he was like, drive. But then he corrected himself. He said, travel. To travel, you know, to buy anything, you use money. And then Buddy was like, well, you know, according to, you know, Public Law 7310, you know, there is no necessary money, da da da. And it was so crazy because the judge himself is regurgitating, like, yes, like what you're saying, mate, is very valid, very true. And it was just like, yo, this is everything that y'all teach. I'm seeing it and from another brother who probably does his study, however, but he's in a situation where he knows how to, you know, move the court, and he know how to, you know, articulate the things that need, and he's backing it up via the Constitution. You know what I mean? He's doing all those things that you constantly
if
teach.
That nigga was using the Constitution. That nigga was studying our shit.
Yeah, he definitely used that.
No one else teaches constitutional principles and people to use the Constitution, and they damn sure don't teach the people how to use the state constitutions. But you know what? People are changing now, though. The other teachers are changing because we have to.
Mm-hmm. You have to, because at this point, I think the people, either the people themselves are going to get frustrated with the constant lack of not getting remedy. So they're going to branch away and be like, well, I need to find a remedy.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
And that's when you
start. But I'm glad that brother got his remedy, though, for sure.
Yeah, and the judge said, what happens if you run against somebody who doesn't understand this, like, you know, like I do? And he was just like, you know, that's why he tried to, you know, educate certain things and, you know, certain entities and policemen, but,
like,
yeah,
a
but
brother,
you can't really do that.
Brother sent me something in the email where they got classes on avoiding constitutional questions. The actual judges on the state level. I'm going to go over it. I'm actually going to do a show on it probably after the seminar this weekend. You know what I mean? But, yeah, I'm going to show you. These motherfuckers know what we doing.
It's just one of them things that you really just can't get around. And it's either they're going to dig themselves further in a hole where it's like, damn, we really just need to address this and bring back the, you know, Republic form of things, the way it really are,
exactly.
The more and more it goes, because that's all it is. It's just we understand the game and we understand how it's being played, and now we're actually getting ourselves into the game again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, that's my time, bro, and I appreciate it. Love y'all.
Wonderful
to death. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing. You know what I mean? Y'all keep doing it.
To the God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to 347-902. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God. Peace to the God.
What up, God? How are you?
Yo, Jonah, I have to tell you how honored I am to even be able to speak to you. I've been listening to you since Ron March.
Oh, man, I'm regular nigga, man.
Nah, son. I wouldn't even call you a nigga. That's how much I respect you, son.
Yo,
last
you can
night,
call
I think
me
was
a nigga
Monday?
All day, every day, because nigga means not goose, nigger. Nigger means God.
Okay, I didn't know that terminology.
Yeah.
I didn't know that terminology.
That's the root.
But I want to say
the actual root of it.
All right, but I don't want to take too much time. But all I want to say right now, being that I finally got a chance to speak to you, I've been listening to you since Ron March. One of my brothers, he put me on to you, and I started following you. I started listening to that 9-8, authenticating the birth certificate.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, yo, I did everything step by step on my own, trying the best I can. I authenticated the birth certificate for myself, for my son, because I'm going through, you know, issues with him and his moms.
Right.
I finally got the 9-8 number. In 2 weeks of listening to your thing for 2 weeks in a row straight.
And it
like,
worked.
God, I finally got, yo, you want to tell you on point with your shit, bro? I was amazed, brother. I tell you, yo, Jonah, you the man, you the king.
Thank you, brother.
And I was even tight when I heard that thing you were saying about that chick who had the nerves to call you little boy. Like, bitch, stay in your fucking lane. No one of God is speaking. Like I said, I see what you put up when you say like $75 for a consultation. My nigga, I could give you $1,000. That ain't shit, my nigga, to how good you are at what you do. And I appreciate you, brother.
Thank you, brother.
I appreciate you. I want you to know that. I'm in Brooklyn, New York. I appreciate you. And if you can just give me one little guidance, I would appreciate it if you can help me. Right now, I got a 98 number back. And they still they're telling me I still got to do a 501c3 or a 990 to be tax exempt. But when I was following you when you're doing the application on the IRS manual, it said once you get a 98 number, you're already tax exempt.
Yeah, you tell them you're not responsible. If they ask you to do anything after that, you tell them you send it, put it in writing, you're not responsible for a U.S. tax return. That's it.
Even though they asked me to do a 501c3?
Yeah, they go away.
Oh, okay.
Remember,
so I just have to write a letter back saying that.
Yeah, in the manual, they'll tell you that they try to step to you to get you to do shit you don't need to do.
Right. Oh, got you. Okay. How do I do a DBA, brother?
DBA,
I remember you were saying.
Simple. What I want you to do is call your county and ask them, how do I do a DBA? And they'll tell you.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to understand is because I remember you were saying, okay, so now I got a 98 number for my Morris National name.
Uh-huh.
Right? So being that I got the Morris National name under my 98 number, when I do the DBA, am I doing it from Bozeman Narayan to Bozeman Narayan L?
You got to do one for your straw man. That's when I did one from Jonah John Scott to actually my name was Scott, Jonah John, doing business as Jonah John Scott. All this time, you never had a license to do business as your straw man. So you got to get that one. Then
for my straw man.
Then you actually need a DBA for your 9-8. Because you're going to tell them, yo, this is what I'm doing business in. Remember, this is all commerce. So in commerce, either you register a trust, a LLC, a C-Corp with the Secretary of State, or you do what is called a Lodeal Trust, and you register that by doing a DBA in the county. So you got to do two of them in the county.
Okay. And I know you're familiar with New York, right?
That's where I'm from.
So when you say going to county, I'm going to like what, Manhattan? The county clerk over there?
Yeah, it's the county of Manhattan, man. Ask them how to do it. See, I can tell you how to do it in Westchester County because that's where mine's is done. That's where I'm from. But it's different in the city. So I'm asking you to ask them how you do it right there in the city.
Okay. And do you have an idea how much they're going to charge me for that?
Oh, shit.
I don't know nothing about it. Like I said, this is new.
I don't remember. They'll tell you. I don't remember. Them shits normally range from $20 to $75 to $150. It depends on where
brother,
it's being done.
Let me tell you, these people here, our own sisters, it's like I said, back to what you're saying also about our own sisters, I'm not trying to stay on the negative. They so fucking negative. I went there to do the thing that you were saying. You remember that you were saying of proclaiming your nationality through the county, getting it authenticated, notarized and authenticated at the county, right? So I went to the county. They didn't want to do the notarization. They wanted me to go to one of their notary, which was around like maybe 5 blocks away. I said, all right, fine, and then come back and do the authentication. Why did the chick have enough to tell me? She says to me, I said, how much is it going to cost to do the authentication? She said $30 a copy for each paper. I said, all right, no problem.
I thought it was $10.
Bro, listen, I'm trying to show you how nasty our own people are. She was mad when she started giving me the dirty looks when I show from Strongman to Morris National. She gave me a dirty look. So when I came back now, after the notary to get it done, to do the authentication. It was a different girl came to me. I said, "Oh, how much is it to do the thing again?" And she said, "Oh, $3 a copy." I said, $3? So I'm looking at her like, why did this tell me $30 a copy? She said $30 just to throw me off, bro.
Yeah, I'm not lying when I tell you when we got to go to our own people, the women, they be shitting on us. Even they do that even to the Moorish women as well. It's a shame.
It's sad. It's sad, my brother. But I'm not going to hold you too long.
Talking to you and welcome, brother. Peace to the God.
Yo, like I said, it's an honor. I don't care what anybody tell you, how they try to disrespect you. Just know you got people here who appreciate the little seconds that you give us, brother. I appreciate you, brother. And when I get up to the top, I'm gonna send you money anyway, just for your time and effort, brother. Thank you. Peace
it's
to the
all
God.
Good. Peace, God. Peace. Brother with a good energy. I'm going to 504-710. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God. Jonah, how you
What's
doing?
What's up, girl? Where you been?
I've been all right.
That's
just trying
good.
To get myself back on up to par. I have quite a few.
That's how that be, man. Sometimes you on it all the way. The other times you got to take a break.
And that's what basically happened to me. Like, this is my first time back on. I had tried to get on the call probably like a couple of weeks ago, but you wasn't on.
Mm-hmm.
But I caught you today. I have a couple of questions dealing with a court and satisfaction and dealing with the
okay.
court title. Let me go with the court title first. Okay, so when you do the SS4 form, right, and you're submitting it to the IRS to get the EIN number for the court trust, I noticed
right.
that on number, I want to say line 7, A, 7B, something like that. Basically, what it asks you for either the EIN number, the responsible party, and the EIN number or the Social Security number and stuff like that. I noticed on your template, you had the trustee, and it's the same person as the responsible party, which is your wife.
Yep.
Well, is it possible that you can put the 9-8 as the responsible party and name a natural
no.
person for the...
It's no. not a trust.
Oh, it wouldn't be a... Wait, what you mean?
You got to have real people as trustees, or they tell you it's a sham.
Okay,
your
so
9-8 is a legal
party,
person.
But...
It's not a physical person.
Okay. All right, cool. All right, now, dealing with the... So for the responsible party, when they ask for that information, what should I give them? Because when I tried to leave that line blank, they sent up
mm-hmm.
the IRS on the paperback stating that
responsible party, check it. Responsible party could be an entity, but you still got to give them a real person that can handle business for each one of them. You understand?
I'll give you because I'm thinking.
If you're trying to open up a goddamn bank account, how's the 9-8 gonna go in and open up a bank account?
Right. So, but I thought that was the job of the trustee. So the trustee and the responsible party is the same.
That's
person.
One and the same thing.
Okay. Cool.
Who's
That's
gonna
clarified.
Go handle business? The responsible
cool.
person.
All right. Cool. Now. What about, okay, so right now I have a car just sitting, right? But I'm terrified after my windows got busted up and stuff like that. I'm terrified to put the car in my name, even though I know I can still do the injunction.
You're
but
supposed
I'm trying
to be
see...
putting the car in the name of this straw man. You asking for trouble.
That's what I'm saying. So listen to me. So I want to put the name, get the title from my auntie and put it in the trust name, but I'm still waiting for the EIN number from the IRS. I did call the county and I asked
well,
them
believe
for,
it or not, you can do that without the EIN, but you know.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't know that because I'm thinking I'm being held
here,
up right now. I'm stuck.
Here it is where you will have problems if you do it without getting the EIN for the trust. When the trustee goes and talks to the insurance company, that trustee is going to have to give up its social instead of the trust social.
So the trust social would basically be the EIN number, is what you're saying.
Right.
So, but how do they determine how much the insurance will be based off of the EIN number of the trust?
I don't know. Ask them how much. How do they determine how much they charge a corporation? It's the same shit.
Oh,
I don't know. I don't work for the motherfuckers.
Okay, so it's a corporation is what you're saying. Okay, that's what you're saying. So, but okay, because that was the issue also that I was having with as far as the insurance. I'm like, okay, so I know you said something about the trustee being in the public. They are allowed to put insurance on the
right.
Private.
That's the whole purpose of having a physical person that's the responsible party, the trustee. You know, if you put your 9-8, how your 9-8 going to call them up and say, give me some insurance?
Leave that alone, Jonah. Go to hell. All right, listen. All right, so is it cheaper to do it, to wait on the EIN number and do it with the EIN number? Or do you think just go ahead on and let the...
It all depends on your trustee, you know what I mean?
I mean, she's kind of older and stuff. I mean, she did have to put a payment plan on her driver's license and all that. But, I mean, it's an older car. It's just, I'm just trying to get moving, you know.
Right.
On my feet.
Right.
So, but I need to get moving. But let me tell you about that.
It's all what your trustee is willing to do. You know what I mean?
Okay, but let me tell you about the affidavit. So this is the affidavit that – this is a DBA that they say that they do here in the county, in the parish of Jefferson. So it says, before me, the undersigned authority, a duly qualified and commissioned notary of public, personally came and appeared. And then I guess that would be the trustee's name. But behind it, it has owner. So should that be crossed out and put trustee?
I can tell you, you're going to have to study a little more on trust. First of all, a trustee is the owner.
Oh, it is?
In the public, whatever... The trustee owns anything that's in the trust. They have what is called equitable title.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. I'm going to definitely have to study more on the...
Right.
Can, but...
Yes, please. Well, you know what? I don't even remember if the Wise Trustee Handbook went over that. I don't think it did. But
yeah, because I don't remember hearing that.
If
stuff,
I don't think it's in there. See, the Wise Trust Handbook thinks you already know about trust, so it didn't, you know, go over everything. But look up Google trustee ownership. It'll give you that'll bring up information you can study on it.
Okay, cool. All right, as far as the business address, should it be a virtual address or like what type?
That
doesn't matter.
No.
Huh? It don't matter. Just put an address on it.
No, as long as it ain't strongman's address, keep it separate.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, no, I don't ever give them while I leave my head. Now, once I get this motorized, then it has to go
God
on.
Damn, you've really been waiting a long time to talk to me. You got all types of questions. Go ahead, girl.
I really, really do. Look, that's your fault because I would have got some of them answered last time. Yeah, so get on it online. But, all right, so but I'm supposed to go after I get it online.
Yo,
I have to go and take a break? Yeah, you're right. Look, listen, I've been taking a break. That's why I'm asking so many questions. So, yeah, you could. All right, but listen. So, basically, once I get this notarized, then I just go ahead on it and pay the filing fee to put it on the county's record, right?
Yes.
All right, so I'm going to bring, now I'm going to bring this, the card, the trustee is going to bring this, the card titles.
You ain't supposed to be doing shit,
you know what?
The trustee is.
Yeah, I know, but listen. When I was trying to type up my declaration of trust, I found the first part that you have at the bottom that comes from the Constitution. Don't quote me on that, but what I don't remember exactly what it said. But the second part, I didn't see that part. It's worded like totally weird.
It's probably worded differently, and you're going to have to look up something that you think is the same in the Constitution, then look up the words.
Yeah.
You got to understand. there's a whole bunch of different words.
And it's a lot. It's totally.
And there's words that mean the same shit, but we don't have full command of the English language, so we don't know it's saying the same shit.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? And then after you look it up, you know. Like, I'll give you an example. In the injunction, no one can find it saying what it says in the Georgia Constitution, but I told everyone, look up ex post facto law and look up the other one is, it ain't coming to my mind right now, but you look
is
up
it,
those
two things,
ex post facto law and
I can't think of it either.
But if you look up ex post facto law, you find out that they can't make laws that already had a general law.
Right.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
So the definition of the word that they use says exactly what Georgia Constitution says. But if you didn't look up that word, you wouldn't have known.
Okay, I see.
That's why it requires studying.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. All right, enough with the culture. Let's get to the reporting satisfaction.
Oh, my God. I'm going to give you one question, and I got to go because, you know, I'm practically getting off as soon as we get off.
All right, with the reporting satisfaction, I sent Prince reporting satisfaction. However, I forgot to put my account number on there, and the address that was on there also didn't match the address that they had on file. I did send it to a specific PO box.
Then your shit ain't going to work.
Okay, so I have to have the account number on there.
You got to have the actual address that they say they accept that at if they told you beforehand.
Well, I sent it to the address she gave me, but then when I called back today, they told me that wasn't the correct address. It was not for my state, not for the state of Louisiana. It wasn't the correct address. But that's
the address. What I'm saying is they had to let you know beforehand in writing. If they didn't, your shit worked. If they did, it won't. Go back and read UCC 3-111. It tells you that.
Okay. Well, that's okay.
Just
this one is
reading the, now. Also, let me say this: even though you're using the UCC one, I tell everyone name the UCC one and name the UCC for your state too. You put both of them in your. In your letter to them for accord and satisfaction to make sure they saying they don't say, oh, well, we don't have to do that. That's not our jurisdiction. It don't apply. But if you find
right.
one for state, it does apply. You see?
Right. So just go ahead on and just both of them in there as well.
Mm-hmm. In other words, alleviate the problem before it even starts.
Right. Cool. Well, I'm trying to get back on at the casino, and they require a gaming license, right? So they told me I have to put 20% down and then agree to pay $50 a month. They want me to pay. They made me do an agreement that I have to pay it, like, using my credit card.
Damn.
But, like, you see what I'm saying? But
well,
if
you want that job. You want that job. What are you going to do?
Right, but here's the thing too, is what I'm asking. Like, that's my card that I use for my job that I have currently. So once I start working there, I will no longer have money on that card unless I physically. I don't even know how to put money in it. I guess Walmart or something. But if I didn't use that card, you think I could send in the money over using the card instead of saying?
They said they wanted a card, my nigga. See, this is why y'all always be having problems. Y'all don't follow the instructions. You fuck around and don't use that card, and they fire that ass.
thinking. Well, I was just trying to see if I could get around it. But obviously not. Just what they say.
Okay, some cool. Things you just got to do it the way they want you to do it.
Yeah.
Listen, at Hindsight Radio, we get y'all remedied by showing y'all how to follow the rules. If we just taught you how to try to get over on shit, we'd be like all the other people on YouTube.
Not getting remedy.
Word.
Okay.
You know, I play that little clip, follow the script, for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's...
All right, then. Wonderful talking to you.
All right, Hansel. Peace.
All right, peace. All right, I got time for one more caller. I'm going to 215-771. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace, Jonah. This is Sister Grace in Philly. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, sis? What's up with you?
Good. Same old here in Philly.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on.
Peace, God.
Peace, God. How are you?
Not bad. We got the paper from Joey Bounce, and I found, yes, the motion to speak and judicial notice, and I found that I had that on my card, on the reverse side of my card, the Pennsylvania State Constitution, and it stated what you were saying about religion, the whole thing, genocide, discrimination, and I can see why that judge was so pissed off. Because when we went to court, which we did, how long ago we went to court? November the 14th, he was cutting up because I didn't come the right way.
Right.
He was telling me, get out. He asked the sheriffs to remove me and then had the sheriffs take me down to the basement of the building. And one sheriff came down, told another sheriff, that he was a Caucasian, and he came down. And a black sheriff was saying, oh, he acted up in court. No, 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 we're going to take him up State Road. The Caucasian told the black cop, mind your business. He's going home. So when he was letting me out, he said, get all his belongings. I want all his belongings right here in front of him.
So the injunction worked.
And the other sheriffs was salty because they was busting on me about
acting.
What kind of noble
it's
are you? You?
Oh, he trying to shit on us.
Yes, they were saying, what kind of noble are you? Wait a minute. You down here. You on your way up State Road. And I was saying to myself, oh, no, not again. And then this Caucasian came down. And he said that the courtroom was the judge's room, and he didn't like the fact that I was wearing a fez. And that is why he sent me up State Road. Well, this time, he asked the sheriffs, the other sheriffs, who were laughing and joking, to open the gate. And when one of them said, oh, we taking them up State Road. We taking them. He said, mind your business.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. They can't violate you for wearing your religious garb, man. You know what I mean? But that's
right.
Going to no basis. They don't teach the peon that. The white guy was schooled in that. He was probably a Mason and all that. So he knew. That was illegal.
Yes. Yes. Do Jonah and the corporate help me in regards to this case? Because we're about to get that from you.
Yeah, well, I go over everything.
All right, now, my son and I are authenticated. We were authenticated when we went there,
mm-hmm.
but he wouldn't accept it that my son, who's 16, was authenticated because I followed you and Joey Bounce when you said,
now,
get him authenticated.
You authenticated him, but you had to put an affidavit saying you're the owner. The kid can't be the owner himself because he's not of age to do contracts.
Right. All right, well, that's what I'm going to do now.
And that's when the UCC 9-313 tells you that.
All right. Great. Because he's wanting to come home now because the judge sent him back to the hospital.
Right.
Where he was staying at.
Mm-hmm.
And when the judge did let me speak, I told the judge that when he gave me my son was speaking all crazy.
Right.
He wasn't speaking mannerly like he was.
Right.
Now, my son was with me meeting celebrities because I was under Miss Eleanor Whitehead
mm-hmm.
from the McFadden Whitehead group. And she put me in touch with a lot of celebrities.
Right.
But the whole thing is, my son met them, Chaka Khan and all of them, and he was very polite. But when he came from the place called St. Francis.
They're polite around their parents being taught correct. But when the system is raising them, what you expect?
Right, exactly. Well, when he came from St. Francis, that's when he was all messed up.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now he's back in another home, and there's a they call them DHS, who try to take custody of the child.
Right.
And right now I'm fighting with that.
Right.
So now what I have to do is, like you said, that UCC, Grace, what was that? 9-313, I have to file that. All right. Well, I'm going to do that right away. And
listen, I'm not going to lie to you. Even when you're winning, they're going to make it seem like you're not, and at the last minute, you're going to pull the win. Because I fought
at the last minute, I'm going to pull
the
win.
Yeah.
Say again?
They always want you to believe what you're doing ain't working. It happened for some type of technicality. That's just how they get down.
All right.
Okay? So don't be discouraged. Keep fighting. Remember, you never lose until you give up.
Right.
Let me ask you.
Here you go. Here's my earth.
Okay.
Jonah, one quick question. I know you're getting off.
I went to court with the delinquent taxes on property, and I'm authenticating everything. I told them that I wasn't under their jurisdiction.
Yes, you are.
And they said,
Yes, you are. Don't say that. Even if you go back and you go to being a Moor, they're the trustees for the Moorish Empire. You're still under their jurisdiction. Limited, but you're still there.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Well, they told me I still had to pay those taxes.
Because you're not listed as that with the government. This is why.
But I'm authenticated.
Oh, hell no. Authentication is just you doing you can now sue them to become the real owner
but you're not actually the owner yet. Let me show you something. Let's say this was a car about, right? Now, they have a title and you have a title. See the problem? Y'all got to go to court. Right! Y'all got to go to court to see who got the real title. You know what I mean? That's where you are right.
Well, what I did was I appealed it to the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh.
Because they're talking about putting my property up for sheriff's sale.
Right. Well, see, you're not listed as an Indian yet.
What do I need to get?
You need to come to a nationality class where I can get you to go to court and you become a true Moor, where the government recognizes you as a Moor. Then with
when is that?
You tell me. What do you mean? I'm doing a seminar on that shit this weekend. You tell me when you gonna show.
All right, I'm gonna look on Akeem L and see when your next show is and get the money together for it.
I just hope
it's close by. All right. Thanks for talking to me. I appreciate you.
Peace.
Bye bye. Peace.
Peace, God.
Peace, God. Now, everyone. Yeah. That reminds me. We got the money ritual happening here in Atlanta. What y'all call New Year's. It ain't the real New Year's, but what y'all call New Year's. And the whole nine, hope to see y'all there. We're going to put up the flyer for it, I think, Monday. So we're going to work on it. And for all of y'all that need some more money in your life, come to the ritual. Everyone who comes normally makes way more money than they did the previous year. So it definitely is working for people. I know it's working for me, you know. So come check us out, the money rituals. And as again, we're going to be in Toledo, Ohio this weekend. And it's at 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's on, I believe it's on a Sunday, 12/09/2018. I think that's a Sunday. But for more information, you know, go to AkeemL.com and check it out. All right? And I'll see y'all this weekend. Peace to the gods. We out of here.